Okay.
Just declare with me, I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
A mouth that speaks.
A mouth that speaks.
Your word to bring life.
Your word to bring life.
And a heart to perceive.
And a heart to perceive.
Discernment.
Discernment.
By your spirit.
By your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Two things. I want to go back to Acts chapter 2 just for a moment, because I believe some of you may shortchange yourself because of people teaching maybe what they perceive to be God, but it's a different Jesus. And I can remember having such a war in my religious upbringing because of all the rules and regulations that were placed on us, causing us to really be bound in multiples of levels. You see, the Holy Spirit gave us the book of Acts to show us what a living church we are a part of. And verse 42, it says, the fellowship of believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship of the breaking of bread and to prayer. Verse 43, everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miracles, miraculous signs were done by the apostles. 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common, etc., etc., etc. Many years back, my wife and I were at PTL. I was still a good Catholic boy, practicing all I knew how to do practice. As far as being a Christian, I was just learning how to walk in Christianity. I went to a communion service in what they had just constructed on the grounds. It was called the upper room. They had sent the gentleman to Israel to measure and take photographs of the upper room in Jerusalem. And they duplicated it in South Carolina. My wife and I were there to celebrate that incredible dedication. And they had an incredible parade and all these people that were there. And we ended up having an early lunch that day. And we went to a little tiny restaurant that was in the middle of the grounds. And we had a divine appointment. We never saw the parade that we drove 900 miles to see. We never saw the dedication of the upper room. Although that morning I spent about an hour with the gentleman who had been in Israel, and he was a spiritual father to Jim Baker. And he shared with me how this whole building was put up. The lower level of that building was where all the prayer warriors were, and all the phone banks were held so that there was prayer going on in that upper room 24/7. The upper area was a beautiful room with a large table that looked like a picnic table type thing. And there were three or four of those. This was a good-sized room. Then there were little tiny closets in the back row with a door, and you could study by yourself if you wanted to get into a literal closet to pray. So they had a communion service. And me being a novice to the freedom, they passed out little tiny pieces of bread about this size. And we all had one. And the minister said, now we're going to pray together and hold up the bread. And I did. And he asked us to repeat after him, and we did. This is the body of Christ. And he emphasized, we do this in memory of you. And when I went to put my hand down, there was a press inside my heart. You're not done praying. And I thought, oh my God, everybody else is done praying. Why aren't I done? And I began to pray in the Spirit just for a few seconds inside my heart, not out loud. And I'm kind of, Lord, what do you want? And I heard, add these words, and for me, this is your flesh. And I did not say it out loud. I said it in my heart. And as I did, I began to feel tingling going up my arm and down into my heart, where I was just flooded with a joy unspeakable. And I didn't want it to stop, so I didn't want to eat, but they're now passing the little cup. So I finally put it in my mouth and I ate it, but everything stopped. How many know sensations are awesome because you like to get tickled? Well, I was a very young believer, and I loved the tickling part. So, then they passed out the cup. Well, guess what? I lifted it, and he made the same prayer. This is the blood, and we do this in memory of you. That's not because it's not in the Word. It is written in the Word to do this in memory of him. But he also said, this is my blood, which seals the new covenant, the new agreement between heaven and earth. No more are there going to be sinners in the earth if they accept me as Messiah. That's the bottom line. So I'm holding the little cup. And guess what? I can't drink it. I said all those words, and the Holy Spirit prompted me and said, and what about the next line? So then I took a step of faith. Anybody know what a step of faith is? But inside I'm trembling. But for me, this is your blood that seals the new covenant. And as I said those words in my heart, not out loud, the tingling started all over again. And oh man, I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven. I can sing a song with you. It was heaven. It was just, I knew God was confirming what he wanted. So I drank it and it stopped. Now I'm kind of beating myself up. I should have held on. Because again, what do? We want to hold on to these magic moments. They're called magic because they are supernatural. Miracle for me. Look at your neighbor. God has miracles prepared just for you. And for me. So
it's not all about you.
And it's not all about me.
It's about us.
Becoming one loaf. And one cup. Hallelujah. So now, fast forward. I was so blessed. I was just ecstatic. And by the way, during the time that the parade went on, my wife and I ministered to a lady and her daughter. We never left the booth. We prayed with them. We anointed them. We were just good Catholic little kids doing what no other probably person would have told us we should do or could do. But we were children of light, and we were spreading the light. And so we sat with that couple, and we were connected to that couple for at least the next 5 years. And we ministered to them in the Midwest many, many nights when they couldn't function as a family. We were the anointed ones that especially the mother would connect with. So now, fast forward. Grace Church of Christ, I've been working there for a number of years. The Holy Spirit told us we're to take Holy Communion at least once or twice a week, every single week. Whether we liked the traditions or not, it was to be done. So Gino had a little bit of a Tuesday noon type meeting for the workers. A lot of people work nights, so they would have a Tuesday noon service. So what does he do? He's teaching us that Acts chapter 2 said that we're to take Holy Communion at home. Well, guess what? I put my hands on my shoulders, you know, on my hips rather, and I could feel the weight on my shoulders. I'm not a priest. He's a priest. He can do this. I'm not worthy. I can't do this. So he gives the whole teaching, and we took Holy Communion, and it was very good, and everything was sweet. I get down in my office, I sit down, and the Lord said, now why don't you have communion with me? Well, I can't do that. I'm not worthy.
We used to say that.
I'm not good enough. Oh, but only say the word.
I shall be healed.
Well, he was trying to teach me that even that sentence is not of the Lord.
Right.
Oh, my. I am now in a panic mode. So I said, okay, Lord. He said, go upstairs. Ask for a little bit of the wine. And an extra couple of hosts. Because that's what we use. So down I come back into my office, and one of the girls gave me what I needed. I sit down, and I said, Lord, I can't really do this. He says, you've already done it. Now, the first experience was in 1982. This is probably 1987. All those years, I never took communion at home because I wasn't worthy. Never took it in my office. At that moment, when he said, you've already done it, guess what came out of my mouth? I never did that. I totally believe, Lord, I'm not worthy. Okay? I believed I was unworthy. Okay? All of a sudden, I get a flashback. I see myself sitting with my wife at the dedication of the upper room. I see the tingling going up my arm. I am now under the anointing in my office. I can feel the presence of the Lord. Oh, forgive me for being so wrong. And I took the bread. And that was the first time that I did it by myself. It was him and me. And I didn't care if any angels were watching, because I had just discovered my priesthood. 1 Peter says, I believe it's 1 Peter, says that we are kings and priests unto him. Whoa! Now that was another level. Why am I teaching you this? Because some of you have got to come out and stretch a little. How many know when you stretch a little, the muscles don't feel right? The bones seem to crack here and there. Yes? Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're stretching. Why are you stretching? Because we need to.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe. Why? I was filled with awe in my little office. Why? Because I obeyed. My pastor was telling me something. Wake up, Kim. The traditions of men are worth what? Thank you. The fruits of it are fear tactics. I know I'm preaching. I know that I'm preaching you. And I might irritate a few of these people. But you know what? They deserve to be seeing the truth and getting the light. So that when the light comes in, they'll do like me. They'll say, oh my God, I was wrong, Lord. Your word is truth. And everything else falls apart. You build a house on sand, what have you got?
Sand.
The truth of God pushes away the lie. And the truth of God pushes in His anointing in you. Gives you that one-to-one relationship. Gives you that one-to-one ability to say, Well, I don't have any wine. Well, do you have grape juice? Do you have orange juice? Do you have apple juice? It's whatever you have. There were times when I took a glass of water. Okay? Whatever you have available. Oh, I don't have any fresh bread. Well, have you got an old cracker? Good grief. It's not just for Polly. Got the clue?
Mm-hmm.
It might be for you. Amen?
Amen.
Think about when you're down in the dumps, what a communion can change. How you can be transformed in a matter of seconds. And you can be released from all that tradition. By the way, it's traditions of men. It's not the traditions of the Lord. Okay? And I'm not saying that every Catholic is wrong and every priest is wrong and every bishop is wrong. I'm saying they have a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. What am I doing you right now? I'm telling you, it's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to say, okay, God, I can do this. And when you press me, I will obey. When you press me, there's going to be a season where you may not be able to make it to church that day, but you can make it to your cupboard. You can make it to your refrigerator. Come on. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
So why should you be laying there saying, oh, poor me. Break it open. Break out the bread. Put out the cup. Take out your Bible. Say, Lord, give me a word. Give me a now word. A word that'll bring me to life today so that I won't go down the shooty shoot. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you have ever had a day where you feel like you're going down the shooting chute?
Oh, yes.
How many? Okay. Can you break out the bread?
Yes.
Can you make it to the cup?
Yes.
Can you declare the word?
Yes. Absolutely.
Tell your neighbor. Say, I'm going to
use my mouth.
To break open.
Break open.
That which has been sealed by tradition. And I will obey.
And
have communion with you.
As often as you press me.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
I won't have to go in a corner?
Nope.
Wow, I made it without going into the corner tonight. Praise the Lord. Blessings to all of you. Before you close up, just lift your hands. Say, Father, it's Thanksgiving. We're going to give you thanks for everything you've given us, especially the gift of Holy Communion that we can take every day.
It's not a tradition
that we're trying to follow.
We're trying to obey.
And when we lift up
The bread.
The bread.
And the wine.
And the wine.
It will be.
Your flesh and your blood.
It will release healing.
It will release
signs and wonders.
And break the spirit of tradition.
And even the spirit of religion.
And I will not bow to fear.
So teach me, Lord. In this precious time.
That you have our nation.
Into your microscope.
And you're looking at your people.
And we are your people.
We ask for forgiveness
for the mistakes of the leaders.
We set them free.
But we're saying, Lord,
keep your eye on me.
I'm going to obey.
I'll take communion for me.
And even for them.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving. And a blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen.
And amen.